الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of our series, The Sin of Backbiting. Today, inshallah, we'll listen to a few cures of backbiting. Before starting our episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The most noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Giving a mountain of gold in charity. The person should reprimand his inner self by saying that if I commit backbiting, I will give, for example, 5 rupees in charity. By Allah Azza wa Jal, rupees 5 has no value. Sayyidina Wahib bin Ward rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I regard refraining from backbiting more dear than giving a mountain of gold in charity. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin alayhi rahmatullahi al-Mubeen had a habit that if he happened to commit backbiting against anyone, he would give charity. So dear viewers, a cure of backbiting is to make a habit of giving charity whenever you commit backbiting. When Sayyidina Abu Al-Lays Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi left for Hajj, he put 2 dirhams in his pocket with the intention that if he ended up committing backbiting, he would give them in charity. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, he abstained from backbiting throughout this journey, and those 2 dirhams remained in his pocket. He has stated, I consider one instance of committing backbiting worse than fornicating 100 times. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Al-Lays rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a very pious person. His Madani mindset was amazing. He devised his method of giving away 2 dirhams in charity in order to guard against backbiting. Certainly, backbiting during Hajj is far more severe than other times. The one who successfully guards himself from backbiting, tale-telling, hurting the feelings of others, swearing and other immoral actions, is cleansed from sins after performing Hajj. Here is a saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on page 1031 of Bahar al-Shariat, volume 1. Saying is, whoever performed Hajj, refrained from obscene conversation, and abstained from committing acts of sin, returned cleansed from his sins like the day he was born from his mother's womb. Regretfully, from those who go for Hajj these days, most of them boldly continue to commit sins even during that blessed journey, just like they do in their home countries. They backbite even while wearing ihram and speak ill of the local Arabs even in the 2 sacred cities of Mecca and Medina. They commit backbiting and find shortcomings in others. At times, they refer to bus drivers as ill-behaved or ill-tempered. On the other hand, they are spiteful of local business owners. They say statements like, he sells expensive merchandise, he robs the Muslim pilgrims, even the restaurant owners are not safe from their tongues. Na'udhu billah, tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. We seek Allah's refuge from the evils of our inner selves, our nafs, and the wickedness of our deeds. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, let's move towards the second cure of backbiting. Remember, silence is golden. The body part most used for backbiting is the tongue. Therefore, it is vital to guard the tongue. Here are seven sayings of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding the tongue. Number one, sometimes a servant says things without intending to do so that please Allah Azza wa Jal, due to which he Allah Azza wa Jal increases the servant's ranks. At times, the servant says things without thinking that displease Allah Azza wa Jal, due to which the person falls into hell. Second saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In another narration, it is stated that he falls in such a great depth of hell that it is deeper than the distance between the east and the west. Number three, the things that make a person most worthy of entering paradise are piety and gracious manners. And the acts that make a person most worthy of entering hell are two hollow things, the mouth and the private part. Saying number four, the one who remains silent attained salvation. Saying number five, to maintain silence is more virtuous than 60 years of worship. Number six, make silence necessary upon yourself, as shaitan will be deterred and it will aid you in your religious affairs. Saying number seven, guarantee six things for me and I guarantee paradise for you. Dear viewers, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this, guarantee six things for me and I guarantee paradise for you. Number one, when you speak the truth. Number two, when you make a promise, fulfill it. Number three, when something is entrusted to you, return it. Number four, guard your private parts. Number five, keep your gaze lowered. Number six, stop your hands from hurting others. A poet says, Madani, guard on my tongue, may I establish and place from irrelevant speech. O Rabb, may I always be safe towards sins, may my eyes never rise. Such modesty with your blessing, O Rabb, may I enshrine. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, let's listen to a bird calling towards righteousness. When a pigeon-like bird speaks, it says, Man sakata salama. That is, whoever remained silent, he remained safe. Placing a madani guard on the tongue, that it is to make necessary conversation as short as possible and to use signed and written communication instead of verbal communication wherever possible, is very beneficial in guarding against backbiting. Remember that backbiting can also be committed through non-verbal communication such as writing, signs and expressions too. Furthermore, it is not permissible to remain silent when someone else is backbiting against another brother in front of you unless justified by the Sharia law. You should stop him from doing so and thus protect the reputation of your Muslim brother. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is cited on page 166 of Bahari Shariat, volume 16. A person cursed an animal used for riding. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, step down from it and do not bring a cursed thing along with us. Do not curse yourself, your children and your wealth, as this curse may be in a moment in supplications are accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is vital that the tongue is controlled. We are not even permitted to curse animals. The fact of the matter is that why we should even mention the faults of an animal? Furthermore, the one who refrains from speaking ill of the animals, how could he ever speak ill of his Muslim brothers? Remember that we cannot categorize speaking ill about animals as an offense equal to that of speaking ill about Muslims. However, it is possible that if that animal belongs to a Muslim, the act may fall into the category of backbiting and hurting the feelings of a Muslim. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam once passed by a dead dog. His companion said, "This dog smells bad." Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam commented, "Look how white its teeth are." In other words, he alayhi salam showed that we should refrain from speaking bad, even a dead dog, and that we should only mention good things in animals who cannot speak. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The marvelous character of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam is beyond words. Verily, only he could display such majestic grace that he mentioned the good aspect of the dead dog. Another marvelous manifestation of his character is cited on page 437 of Tariq-e-Dimishq, volume 47, as a pig passed by Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. He said, "Pass safely." People asked, "Ya Ruhullah, why is it that you use such pleasant words for a pig?" He alayhi salam replied, "I do not want to bring bad speech on my tongue." May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a fabulous mindset the Prophet Isa ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had. May we even be blessed with a similar mindset and learn the art of using the right and best of the words to refer to things. At times, it is better and more respectful not to attribute sacred names to worldly things. For example, in the subcontinent, a cuisine is popularly known as Haleem. There are some people who fear Allah Azza wa Jalla and never use the word Haleem to refer to that dish, because Haleem is one of the beautiful attributive names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Tazkiratul Awliya has reported an incident on Sayyidina Bayezid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once Sayyidina Bayezid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi took a red apple in his hand and said, "How latif is this apple?" A voice was heard from the unseen, the ghaib. "Do you not feel ashamed using our name for an apple?" Allah Azza wa Jal deprived the heart of Sayyidina Bayezid Bistami Quddisa sirruhu nurani from his remembrance for 40 days as a punishment for himself. The Shaykh then swore not to eat fruit from the city of Bistam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the word Latif also literally means elegant. But since it is used as one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Shaykh was warned from using it casually. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower his blessings upon him and forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahid Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, let's move to the next cure of backbiting. Let's listen to the best method to refrain from backbiting. In order to refrain from any disease of the heart, it is imperative that we become aware of the evils and the risks of that disease. In this regard, one should read the sections about backbiting from the 16th volume of Bahar al-Shariat and the 3rd volume of Ihya ul-Ulum respectively. It is not easy to tame a rebellious nafs-e ammara. The nafs will try to justify its needs and incite you to commit the grave sin of backbiting, which is why you will have to rebuke it with stories that would deter it. Reading these deterrent examples and punishments that the evil act leads just a few times will not suffice, since we have a weak memory, and besides, Shaitan is constantly trying to make us forget. I suggest that no matter what deceptive tactics Shaitan uses to deter you from reading, make a sincere effort to read the entire chapter of Faizan Sunnat, volume 2, about the evils of backbiting from beginning to end. Also, continue to read this chapter from time to time. Our homes continue to be centers of backbiting, which is why we should start dars of this book in our homes. In particular, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will find an amazing transformation and will realize the blessing of giving dars in your homes. Ensure that you read or listen to it, because Shaitan will never want you to read or listen or be worried about the evils of backbiting. Dear viewers, Let's move towards the next skill of backbiting. Whenever you feel like speaking ill of others, think about the day of judgment and the time when your deeds will be transferred to the victim, the person who you spoke ill of, and his sins will be transferred into your account. Think about the despair when you will be left with no good deeds, and the angels will drag you into the fire of hell. Shaykh Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham alayhi rahmatullahi al-akram warns the backbiter in this manner: O liar, you were stingy in giving the lowly wealth of this world to your friends, but you gave away all the wealth of the hereafter, that is the treasure of good deeds, to your enemies. Neither is your stinginess in this world accepted, nor your generosity in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to rid yourself from the habit of backbiting and to make a habit of offering salah and practicing the sunnah, travel in the Madani Qafla with the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Live your life according to the Madani In'amat, the Nek A'mal booklet, in order to prosper in the world and be successful in the hereafter. Fill in the questionnaire and hand them into the representative of Dawat-e-Islami on the first day of the new month. Also make sure you take part in the blessed Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima'at. For your inspiration, here is an inspiring Madani incident of a Madani Qafla. An Islamic sister from Hyderabad, Sindh, has narrated: I would feel such chronic pain in my kidney that it would not be relieved until I would take 2 injections. Fortunately, a Madani Qafla of Islamic sisters came into our area, and Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed me with the honor to join them to learn and propagate the Sunnah. Therefore, my kidney started to hurt again until nightfall. When food was served, I saw that it was rice. I thought that if I ate rice, my pain would get worse. Anyway, I finally plucked up the courage and ate with the intention of gaining blessings, thinking that inshallah azza wa jal, nothing will happen. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the Islamic sister says, after eating the rice, my pain vanished. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this context, on page 533 of Faizan-e-Sunnat, volume 1, it is stated, Alhamdulillah, in the righteous environment of Dawat-e-Islami, during the last 10 days of Ramadan, arrangements are made for collective i'tikaf. Many people learn and adopt the practice of following the Sunnah. Many immoral individuals repent from their sins and start their lives anew. At times during these days, glimpses of Allah Azza wa Jal's blessings are clearly observed, and marvels are also seen. During one such i'tikaf in the Ramadan of 1425 Hijri at the international headquarters of Dawat-e-Islami, Faizan-e-Madina, Karachi, Pakistan, there were about 2,000 Islamic brothers residing in the masjid. Among them was a 77-year-old Hafiz Muhammad Ashraf from Chakwal district of Punjab, Pakistan. His hands and tongue were paralyzed, and his hearing was almost impaired, but his faith was very well and truly alive. One day during iftar, that is the breaking of the fast, he requested for the leftovers of one of the preachers and ate it with the strength of belief in their heart. He also requested the preacher to blow on him. His positive opinion regarding the preacher paid off. Allah's mercy descended upon him and his paralysis was cured. He narrated this incident on stage in front of thousands of people in Faizan-e-Madina, and the entire atmosphere was echoing with joyous sounds of Allah, Allah, of zikr of Allah. Several newspapers also published this news in the days which followed. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, let's move towards the last cure of backbiting. The last cue of this episode. When one wishes to expose the shortcomings of others, he should think about his own sins and make an effort to rectify them. By Allah Azza wa Jal, this is a great honor. The embodiment of Noor, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, glad tidings for the one whose self-realization of his own shortcomings deterred him from looking for faults in others. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has stated, whenever you intend to talk about the shortcomings of others, remember your own. Sayyidina Zaid alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi has stated, how strange is that person who considers himself righteous despite knowing his own faults and judges others as sinful just based on rumors. Where is the intellect? Sayyidina Rabi'a rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha has said, when a person tastes the enjoyment of Allah's love, Allah Azza wa Jal makes him aware of his own shortcomings due to which he does not pay heed to the faults of others. He then takes corrective action to rectify himself. Dear viewers, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, O you who have established faith with your tongues, but faith has not entered your hearts, do not backbite others and do not look into their hidden matters. Whoever looks into the hidden matters of others, Allah Azza wa Jal will reveal his faults. And when Allah Azza wa Jal reveals his faults, the person will be disgraced even if he is within the confines of his own home. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, one should not seek out the faults of other Muslims. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Hujurat, part 26, verse 12, and do not look for faults. Sayyidina Shaykh Na'imuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, do not search for the information about others that Allah Azza wa Jal has hidden, as He, Allah Azza wa Jal, is Sattar, the one who conceals. It is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, a Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He does not oppress him, nor does he leave him helpless. Whoever fulfills the need of his brother, Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills his need. Whoever relieves another Muslim from pain, Allah Azza wa Jal will relieve him from the pains of the Day of Judgment. Whoever conceals the faults of another Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Sattar, will conceal his faults on the Day of Judgment. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated that the beloved and best Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever conceals the shortcomings of his brother upon witnessing them will be made to enter paradise. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, words cannot express the virtues that lie in concealing faults. Shaitan would undoubtedly try to prevent us from those things that are most important in gaining success in the hereafter. He will use all kinds of tricks of his trade to stop a Muslim from concealing the faults of another Muslim, the effects of which have caused such great harm that the majority of Muslims are now involved in backbiting and exposed the shortcomings of other Muslims. Today Muslims are not prepared to hide the faults of other Muslims. Rather, they expose such shortcomings without any hesitation and at times are even proud of engaging in this evil act. If someone does not conceal the faults of others, it is only temporary. And as soon as this dispute between them, they expose all the faults that were hidden. Unfortunately, there is no fear of the hereafter whatsoever. The punishment of hell is severe and we cannot bear it. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam has stated, no matter how strong a body is, no matter how handsome a face is, no matter how sweet talking a tongue is, they will be screaming in the depths of hell. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, backbiting causes harm to the faith faster than Aquila, a flesh-eating disease, does to the body. He radiallahu ta'ala has further stated, O son of Adam, you cannot taste the essence of faith until you stop searching for the faults of others, until you rectify the faults within yourself, and until you distance yourself from the acts of backbiting. When you do that, you will only be concerned with yourself, and such a person is closest to Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the non-political movement of propagation of the Quran and Sunnah, Dawat-e-Islami is the movement of those who are rightly guided and the beliefs of whom are in accordance of the Quran and Sunnah. Embrace it and remain with it until your final breath. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of the company of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, you will be instilled with a passion to safeguard your faith, perform righteous deeds, and have hatred towards backbiting and other sins. The protection of our faith is absolutely vital. Dear viewers, if we lose our faith, then all the worship we do will be worthless. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, has stated, deeds are based on the end. No matter what calamity befalls upon us, our faith should never waver. Dear viewers, we make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. O Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us from the grave sin of backbiting. O Allah Azza wa Jal, help us apply the cures of backbiting in our day-to-day life. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, backbiting, oh Allah, protect our time.